Disco lights in the sky.
To the 9th edition of Club Culture. I'm your host, Didi Mosseri. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. Welcome. We have such a jam-packed show for you guys today. I'm so excited to be back. It is sad that I'm back in winter. It feels like we're always doing this in winter. Club Culture is like a winter show. Because I feel like every time we're doing a show, it's always cold in Joburg. Like it's freezing in Joburg. I know it's winter all over South Africa, but it's particularly cold in like Johannesburg and the colder parts of South Africa. We have one of the coldest winters that we've had in a while. 2 weeks ago, it was snowing like we were in Europe. Like, what is happening? I almost feel like I'm living in like an alternate reality here. I can't keep up with everything that's going on in the city. If it's not the cold weather, it's these explosions that have been happening. We just had an explosion last week in Johannesburg where the earth opened up and flipped cars in the air. Like, what's going on? What is happening? It's like surreal. Like, if you've watched the CCTV footage, it's like something out of a movie. And I'm just thankful that in the Joburg explosion, there wasn't a lot of fatalities. Obviously, apart from the one person that did unfortunately lose their life. Thank God a lot of people were not harmed by this. But But I do feel for the businesses that are shut down because they operate in the street and those streets are currently closed right now. I feel bad for those people who kind of depend on those businesses to make a living. But you know what? I mean, hopefully the repair is going to happen soon and people can get back to their lives and obviously, you know, go back to kind of earning their living again. But thank God we are okay and we're keeping it moving as a country. Guys, we have such a jam-packed show for you guys today. I'm so excited, you know. Shine the spotlight. We're going to have two amazing artists, one from Britain, one from South Africa. Amazing producers, amazing singers. These are guys that I'm absolutely excited to feature on Shine the Spotlight today. That's coming out later. We're also going to have a discussion around the liquor bans that are being reintroduced into the country. I don't know if you've been following the story, but apparently government is bringing back alcohol bans. I know in Limpopo, they've already kind of started implementing it, and it's going to be happening across the country. So I'm going to be reading your guys' response to that question later in the show. But let's get started, guys. Let's get started with the business of music. The reason why we're here with what is on your playlist. For today's selection, I'm going to be playing a song request from Taviso all the way in Soweto.
Come on,
Zioyam by Gaba Canal. If you also want to be featured on What Is On Your Playlist, you can just send me a message on the podcast and I can be playing your selection on the show. Let us get started with our discussions, guys. I did tell you about the liquor bans and how the country and government is implementing this alcohol bans, where they're going to be shutting down alcohol sales from 12 midnight. I saw this article from the Limpopo side of things. And I read your guys' answers, and there's a lot of unhappiness. I think there's a lot of division with people. People are not happy with this. People are not happy with the liquor bans. It feels like we're going back in time, because alcohol bans were done during COVID as a way of minimizing, I don't know, gatherings of people. They shut down nightclubs. They stopped selling alcohol because they were trying to avoid the spread of the virus from people gathered in, you know, one space. So right now, it doesn't make any sense as to why they're bringing it back. I know in the article that I read from Limpopo, you know, they mentioned something about, I think when people are drunk, they're endangering the lives of other people. I think this comes from the high number of road accidents that result from alcohol. I mean, there's so much stuff that goes on when people are intoxicated. So the government is kind of trying to do these bans, hoping they're going to reduce some of these incidences, but people are not having it. You know, some businesses need that extra money, so when they sell alcohol to like 2 o'clock in the morning, they get extra money. So with the alcohol, with the time limit being restricted, it's gonna affect not only people but businesses as well. And I did reach out to you guys on WhatsApp and you guys sent me your responses. I'm going to start off here with a response from Ofense all the way in Mondio. Ofense said that, why do us regular people have to be affected by the actions of people who can't handle their alcohol? it is very unfair that government is going to implement something because of a few people that cannot handle their alcohol. It's very unfair. And I get where if offense is coming from. I think offense is, you know, saying that why are we being punished for the actions of people who don't know how to handle alcohol? And it makes sense, you know. Why should other people suffer because of the actions of one person? Obviously, it's not one person. It's a couple of incidences. We also had a response coming in here from Alicia all the way in Boksburg. Alicia says, even if they ban alcohol, South Africans are going to make a plan. 2 a.m. we're going to go buy alcohol from our neighbor's garage. So there is no way of, you know, reducing alcohol intake by, you know, by stopping sales. We're going to buy liquor from somebody who works at SAB. What happened during COVID is going to happen again, and the sale of alcohol will just happen underground. And I get that. I understand what Alicia is saying. South Africans make a plan. If one thing we're good at as South Africans is making a plan. And during COVID, we certainly got alcohol. Even when they banned it, there were people selling liquor behind the scenes. Like, people who own taverns were selling it underground. Like, it was just one of those things that you could still get without even government being there. Kanyisa also sent us a message. She says that, I mean, personally, I feel like people who've never been affected by, you know, the loss of loved ones from alcohol and maybe road accidents that were caused by, you know, drunken, you know, driving, they would never understand why government is doing this. I personally support the government's decision to ban the sale of alcohol after specific times, because some people really just can't handle alcohol. And if I'm really being honest, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, South Africans cannot handle alcohol. South Africans cannot handle alcohol. We drink too much as a country. We almost drink like there's no tomorrow. So yes, let there be some sort of control that comes from government that limits the way people consume their alcohol. I'm absolutely in support of that. That's Kanyisa. And I can understand where Kanyisa is coming from. And I think if, like Kanyisa, you've been affected by, you know, losing someone that you love from alcohol, and it's not just from accidents. I mean, a lot of stuff happens when people are intoxicated. There's a lot of, you know, people that suffer from alcoholism, and it does so much damage to the people that they are surrounded by. Their loved ones and their families suffer the most. So I get it. You know, people who've been affected negatively will 100% be in support of this. Lastly, we have another message here from Andre. Andre says, the government's plan is ridiculous. They need to go back to the drawing board, because people who don't know how to handle alcohol will always find a way of fucking up. I hear that. I think from what I'm gathering from a lot of you is the plan seems incredibly stupid. I think a lot of you guys have been coming out to say that the plan by government to restrict the sale of alcohol after specific hours is not really going to change anything, which I can absolutely agree with. I don't necessarily feel like stopping the sale of alcohol at midnight is going to change anything. Alcohol is still out there. The problem is people. The problem is not alcohol. The problem is people. Not every person drinks to get lit. Not every person drinks to be destructive. Some people drink to just enjoy a drink. You know what I mean? Some people drink to relax and to have a good time and to socialize. And then there's those people that don't drink for that reason. Some people drink to be destructive. And what are we going to do about those kinds of people? I personally feel like that's what government should focus on. And maybe just not even waste time trying to restrict business operating hours and affect other people's bag. But, you know, that was it for today's discussion. Let's move on now. Let's move on to our favorite part. Shine the spotlight. I was trying to sing something in Shine the Spotlight. Guys, I'm so excited today. Super excited. I told you that I'm featuring two amazing artists. One is British, coming later on. The one that we're starting with right now is South African, and his name is, honey, Kelvin Momo. Kelvin Momo is an artist hailing from our very own South Africa. He is an amapiano artist. He's been making music for quite some time, and he's been quite instrumental in helping to, you know, bring, you know, especially exposing up and coming artists. His music can be heard in a lot of TV shows, radio shows, you know. He's made a name for himself and has been producing music. I would say Momo has become one of the biggest amapiano producers in this country. very own Kelvin Momo, bringing us your second artist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Elderbrook. Oh my gosh, guys, I love Elderbrook. I think Elderbrook, I think I kind of got into his music in 2 years ago or a year ago. But everything that this guy does turns to gold. The collaborations that Elderbrook has had, this music that he makes, like, this guy is so talented, and I'm so amped that he's on the show today. Like, Momo, Elderbrook is someone who's very vocal, you know, he, like, produces his own songs, and he also performs some of his own songs, which I really like. He sings some of his own music, so I'm super, you know, I love his music, I really, really do. And, you know, if I just give you a little bit of background on, I don't know why I almost wanted to say Latrell on Elderbrook. Elderbrook, you know, hails from the UK. For some reason, I always thought that he came from the US. I don't know why. He's been producing music since 2015. And, you know, you may know him from a lot of hits. Like, there's been so much music that he's made. He even did a collaboration with our very own Black Coffee and Diplo. They released a song last year, Never Gonna Forget. That's the name of the song. I mean, there's so much music that he's done. Like, if you go online and you just put his name down there on Google or YouTube, you're gonna see lists of hits after hits. Like, you need to check him out. He does these mixes, like, they normally film some of his mixes and sets where he's playing these remote places. You should just check him out online. He's exciting to watch. He's so, so cool. He kind of gives me vibes like Latrell. He's got that Latrell thing going. Latrell, I think, is almost inspired by Elderbrook. So, yeah, you know, Elderbrook is someone to be on the lookout for. Today, I figured I'm not going to play old music from Elderbrook. I'm going to play a recent song from his new album, from Little Love, The End.
Thank you.
That was Elderbrook with The End, bringing us to the close of the show. I know, but we need to go home, prep ourselves up for the week. But we're going to catch up again on the next episode. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to get involved in club culture, please send through your songs for what is on your playlist. Let us know what you're listening to, and then you could be featured on the next episode. We're going to wrap up the show with a song from Drove, and the song is called Until We Meet Again. Good night.
Terrified of what I feel, when to conceal that I'm still terrified to live without. Memories come back to life. I shut my eyes and miss those memories.